you will see that the last, the most relevant part is the last few lines. First are introductory, just in terms of the various measures, how they relate to one another. And the last seven lines are giving you various dollar values when silver is $19.60 per ounce, which was came from last week. All right, so just pass it around, you'll see various numbers. We'll discuss, Mr. Shem, right now what numbers we think are the proper numbers and quote the various opinions. I'll try to figure it out before proceeding to the second part of the issue. So, let's just review very briefly. Ikur Ksuba, the Ksuba itself of Masayim Zuz, is agreed upon by everybody. It's to be ten times Pidyon Aben. The Pidyon Aben is 5 shkalim and Ksuba is 50 shkalim. We learned Ketzav Yishkol Gemara Psulos. 50 shkalim, as we saw yesterday in the Sefer Midos Shiurei Torah, is 200 zuz. So it's 10 times Pidyon Aben. So whatever Pidyon Aben is, you have to add a zero. You have the shear of Ikur Ksuba. What is that in point of fact nowadays? So it's approximately, according to these approximations, approximately $60 for Pidyon Aben, approximately $600 for Ksuba. That's the easy part. The most difficult part is what they call this thing called Zukukim. And here we have a tremendous dispute as to what the Zukukim are, and I believe that there are fundamentally four opinions. I don't want to confuse you with more than that. Three of them are printed over there in this spreadsheet. And the fourth, which I discovered in the Sefer Midos Shiurei Torah, which somehow didn't make the cut, but since he wrote the book on it, you begin to wonder why his opinion isn't more popular. Okay, so let's just analyze it very carefully. It all starts with the Tosfos we spoke about yesterday, which is Masechta Ksuvos Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Nun Dalet Amud Beis is the Tosfos. Review it again. Tosfos says, Tema the Achshav Nagush of Kosu Chosim Mekala Male Litrin. Now, what is a liter? So you have to be an expert. He wrote this book on it, Rabbi Benish. He knows exactly what the word liter means. He said liter has many synonyms. Liter could be said. One of the synonyms is funt. What's funt? Pound. Lirot. When I was growing up in Arizona, they had lirot. And in Yiddish, we call it a funt.
British? Or?
Again, the word pound is a British word too. Obviously, not every pound is identical. But the word litra, which is lira, which is other, you know, similar expressions in various languages, is what he calls here in Yiddish, funt, which we call a pound. Now we understand it very well, where Moshe got a shear from. Where Moshe is very simple. 100 pounds of silver equals doses. Male litrin is 100 pounds, funt. Again, I'm giving you the everything is, if you want to look up in this beautiful saver, everything is indexed. Everything. Litra. If you look at litra in the index, it tells you what exactly a litra is. Okay? And if you, you know, I'm not looking up every single source he has over here, just to give you some little bit of background, tells you what concept of a litra. Again, we saw it's found in Shas, in places, litra. See? Here we go. So we have the concept again of a litra, which is described in this sefer, Perek Chaf Es. That's where he talks about the existence of the term litra, and he talks about it the first time. He writes as follows: litra is found in Shas, okay, and he says that I mentioned this yesterday. It gives you a whole bunch of synonyms for the word litra, and I think the word lira comes from litra, which was the old Israeli coin, coming from the British pound, or he called it the word funt, which is the pound. So Rav Moshe says, look, it says in Torah 100 litra, it's 100 pounds of silver. Simple as all that. Basics. 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 Okay. Now, that's Rav Moshe's shiur. And therefore, since we know that the Rav Moshe is assuming that the Mosayim Zukukim Kesef Sarif that we have today is an outgrowth of Minik Ashkenaz, what the Balei HaTosfos wrote. So it has to be, however it got there, that, it's 100 pounds of silver. That's what Moshe says. So if you look at your chart that I just gave you, one of the opinions there is 100 pounds of silver, and that is Rav Moshe's shear. Okay. Reb Chaim Noss says, no dice. Look at the Drisha. Drisha is an early source. The Drisha says, and I guess I can show you the Drisha. Why not? I have an opportunity to see things inside. It's always good to see things inside. Look over here. The Farshim, the Farshim Tour.
The Neolithic is a Sacha coin?
That's another good question. Is it Zuz separately? So many posts say it's separate. So you have, would be, whatever it is, 100 pounds of silver, over and above the $600. Some disagree and say it's included. It's a question how you read the word Sach HaKol. I saw that the many from think it means two separate things. And everyone agrees, but many say. Okay. You also do, look at this, here we go, so watch this. It's important to understand where the Drisha is coming from. Gives you the various sources. Meir Zekukim, watch this. Masayim from Sach HaKol, watch this. Hayan Adunya Vatosef, Sach HaKol of those two. Ava Masayim Zuzim Shetu Iker Ksuba, Eino Bichlal Masayim Zuzim Kesef. And it tells you, Ksuf Tada Adunya Dei Tosef Tada HaKol Kibalov. Okay, so it's three separate sums. Lushonenu Zokuk Vatsalomar, Mashakor Beloshen Ashkenaz, Mark. Okay, that's a German coin, right? Marks, that's, am I correct? And it gives you what it is. Hainu mem ches gedolim polanish. Nim tzaola shnei meos kukim. The hainu mark gimel meos v'estrim zuhuvin, polanish v'reinish. So I don't know what that means at all, but here's my comparison. This is critical, this line. U'mosan zuzin de'ikur ksuba hanal ola shmonim zuhuvin. He quotes the Ramah Setzo. If you count Masayim, Zuz, Masal, Medina, it's a small amount of money. I mean, the time, it's eight times as much, which is Shmonim Zuhuvin. Okay? Sach HaKol, 400 Zuhuvin. It's Reb Chaim Noshir. It's in your chart too. That the Masayim Zukukim are four times the Masayim Zuzin. And therefore, if a Ksum is $600 approximately, you'll see on one of the charts that says the sum total today is $3,000, correct? Is that one of the sums in the chart I gave you? I don't have it back here anymore.
I have it here.
Okay, I'd like to see what it says. It should be something which is approximately $3,000. Let's see. Yeah, $2,423.52, which is four times $60 and whatever it is, 60. Four times $600. They didn't bother telling you what 900 is. Actually, it's really a typo. It says 96 grams, not kilograms, but there's a little typo over here. So just multiply by 10. So $600 is the shear of Ksuba, $2,400 is the shear of Tosef. I'm rounding off. $3,000 some Reb Chaim Noshi, Beferish and Drisha. We saw it, black and white. So, where's the Chazanish coming from? Here's a shear way high. That's the highest shear of all, which is 57.6 kilograms, $36,000. Rav Moshe's shear is 100 pounds, 28,000. I'm leaving out the change. So Rav Moshe understands where it comes from. Enough in the Tosfos. Reb Chaim knows enough in the Drisha. Where'd the Chazanish get it from? wild shit, even more than Rav Moshe. 36,000. Where did it come from? So the Chazon Ish says that it says in the Svarim that again the Zokuk, they gave comparisons. 16 lut, and 16 lut is if you look on the, that's what the Taz says explicitly. 16 lut. I'll see if I can try to find you exactly. It's interesting, Rav Osai. If you look in the Sefer Midos Shiurei Torah, he says that although it's true that the Drisha started off this way and said that the shear of Tosefis is only four times the shear of the Ikaksuba, we just saw it, right? It went from 80 to 400. That's the beginning. But towards the end of the same piece, he seems to have a different shear. What he says? Watch this. We don't say Meir's cooking. We say Meir's a cooking kesef tsaruf. What does that mean? Stammark is 48 gold in Polanish. That's what we started before, right? That's where we come before. Mark is 48 gold in Polanish. That's a plain mark. A plain shear of zekukim. That's all we say. We don't say that. We say zekukim kesef tsaruf. Zakuk kesef tsaruf. What's the lomar? Mishkal kesef sheshokel mishkal zakuk. Not a coin, but a weight. To shavim is my name. Catch this now. Be'erech shmona zehuvim v'yoseh. Shmona zehuvim v'yoseh. Now, what was it in the old? What was it? What was a plain mark? Go back to the beginning. It's hard to go back and forth. What did he say? Second. He says it's a zakuk ends up being 4 zehuvim. Messiah's cooking was 4 times Messiah's Uzin. That's what he says over here, it's 4 times. But over here in the bottom, he changed it. He said, Shavuos made by a ches zehuvim v'yoser. It's even more than 8 zehuvim. And therefore he says, in Shapira, kosim b'ksuba ha-sapasula, mea lichim de kesef, magmila, vav meos zehuvim. Mishum the kolit v'shove vav zehuvim. So now the ratio is even greater. So Reb Chaim Noah was quoting the beginning of the Drisha. Dalet meos zehuvim. But here he says, if you look later on, it went up vav meos zehuvim. It's not 4 times the amount, it would be 6 times the amount. Now, that's my read of the Drisha's Chazara. However, if you look in the Sefer Midos Shiurei Torah, he goes even further than that. I'll give you the exact source, you can look it up yourself. Perek Lamed Aleph, footnote 78. Say what he says. He quotes the Chaim Noah, 200 zekukim is pi'ar mikaksuba. No, the Drisha backs out, and then he says, "We must connect dvarav nirish abiyamav here 200 zekukim." I thought it should be 6 times mikaksuba. He writes p. That's the typo. 16 mikaksuba. Do you see that here? It's 16 times. The Ikaraksuba. I don't know. So maybe there's something which I'm missing over here. This is Reb Chaim knows is based himself on the original Drisha, but the Drisha has changed his mind. We saw he changed his mind. I didn't see how he could change his mind to be that much. But let me give you the once again what he says over here in this beautiful say.
So I'll give you.
I haven't gotten Chaz Mashiach. So again, Litra, for those who want to look it up, it's Paraglamet Sifyod. It's called a Ritul, a Rutul, or a Libra, or a Fund. Pound. Same word. I call it Lira. It's all the same word. Okay? And how was it? How many, how much is it? It's called a Zakuk. Okay? But he explained that a mark is really a, the word mark, of course, is a German word, presumably a Germanic word, but litra has made had various. Zakuk means mark, machtis halitra, and Jews call the word mark a zakuk. He writes over here in the bottom. It's the German term is marca argenti, shepirusho, mark kesef mezukok. Not just a mark, a pure mark, a pure silver. Okay? Half a litra. There are both sides. If you take a look in the Rishonim, in the Mefarshim, they say the obvious. If a mark is a half a litra, that's called a zakuk. So the 100 litra in Tosis, take a look. He said, male litrin. It's how many cooking? 200. Because it's half. That's where it comes from. Well, it's 100 pounds, but 200 is cooking. It's important you understand that this Tratnitos is over here on that Nun Dalet Amid base. Now, they had this lut, which is 1/16 of a zakuk, and they measured with that shorosh. Fine. So the pinyon of Ben, we have a 96 grams of kesef. 200 zuz is 960 grams. And here the question is, what is the kukim? How many times is the kukim? So he writes something very powerful, which is against Chazanish. And I think that we have taken into account his since he specialized in this. I have to tell you that it's a serious matter. Let me tell you why. Again, Minnick, Poland. We're mostly from Poland, Rabbi Yosef. That's where we're mostly coming from. And the ksuba that we have is really a Polish ksuba. The Nachash Shiva, I'll show it to you. That's the Sefer, Talmud of the Taz. He wrote the ksuba that we use today. Goes back maybe to the Mara Mint originally. Okay? This is what Mara Mint says. Mara Mint writes a ksuba about it. Okay? Came to Poland. Okay, when did he come to Poland? 1500, something like that. Tells you exactly what it was. He writes as follows. What do you mean, Masamsu Kazar? Zukukin, it's Aina Pirish Mishkel Zakuk. Shuchati Liter, Hanikolash Nashva's Mark. If that would be true, Rabbosai, then the Chazanish and Sheep is correct. He made an exact treasure with a look. He figured it out exactly right. And therefore, if we would take it to mean a half, a shear of pure silver, then Chazanish's shear is correct. But that's not what it means. Rav Perusho, Zakuk shel minyan mos, who mem ches golden shekorim elo aminos mark, who beis uvim rhinus, nimsa ksubas pusula dalal meos uvim rhinus. And he tells you that Beis Yosef quotes Vinik Ashkenazim, and that's what the Rambam writes, Dalad Meos Polish. Okay? Polish. And it comes out, according to this Rabbosai, that different things, it comes out, Rabbosai, as follows. What was the Ksubas Pesula in that coinage? Tells you what it was. It tells you what it was 20 Zehuvim Reinish. That was the Ksuba itself. Okay? So the Ksuba itself, he says, was 20 Zehuvim Reinish. And Ksuba's Pesula, with this Kukim, is 400 Reinish. Kind of very simple. That the Shear is 20 times the Kira Ksuba. Yes! Yes! It's true. It's true that in Minig Ashkenaz Germania, they want male litrin. Okay? Now the male litrin is not exactly clear what it is. It could have been 100 pounds. Maybe it could have even been more, as the Chazon Ish said. But the problem is, the Chazon Ish made his humongous shear. He doesn't understand why he wrote such a large shear. I repeat one more time. Chazon Ish says that Zekukim Miksuva means Zokuk Mishlo Shel Ben Tezayin Lut Kesef Tzarf, which is a pure silver. Okay? He says 57.6 kilogram. Based upon the grum. Okay? However, the way he said earlier, it's difficult. Because we understand that the original source of 400 zuvim, which we saw that from 200 zukukei ha-mishkol, which was depending on some places in Germany, but 200 zukukei ha-matbeya b'Poland, as we just said. And the Chazon Ish himself says that. He's stuck. Chazon Ish wasn't oblivious to this. Take a look at the Chazon Ish itself, where he talks about this. It's interesting, a fascinating coincidence. In his big statement, Ibn Ezer, it happens to be Simon Samach Vov, the same Simon that we have in Shulchan Aruch this afternoon, the coincidence, in Samach Vov. So he quotes over here towards the very end, Uvedrisha tells us, Zokuk HaKavonim Mark U'Memches G'dulin. That's not the mark that the Gros spoke about, which is different from the Lut, okay? V'adava B'goro Hashinu B'chol Mokom V'chol Zman. The Kavana Zakuk who mark the Omer the Shemesh Taka Zakuk Hakodom. The Havi is if he said 200 mark, give 200 mark. Now in the place of the Drisha was small. Okay. The Efsha the Misharan can gam the Doros. Maybe the Drisha shear is right, and somehow it comes to a small amount. Or as we thought, the proper way is 20 times. That's based on the Maramid. Now the Maramint is the one who started the minute. He lived in Poland. He said it's 20 times as much. That didn't make the cut in your chart. Didn't make the cut at all. Not even close. According to Chazon Ish, 60 times the amount of the Ikar Ksuva. 36,000, supposed to 600. And Rav Moshe says it's 40 times the amount. 24,000. But if the Maramint is to be followed, it is 20 times the amount, which is 12,000. If Chaim Noel follows the beginning of the Drisha, it's only 4 times the amount, 2,400. So there are now 4 shiurim. You have 3 on your chart, in your spreadsheet. I added a 4th. Now, when he says over here, the Drisha said 6 times, maybe even 16 times. I'm not sure if this word 16 I didn't see the word 16 in the Drisha. I thought it said 6. So it could be it's a typo. But that's also a different shiur of the Drisha. So we have 4 times, 6 times, maybe 16 times, 20 times, 40 times, or 60 times. Those are the shiurim we have. Now we'll go figure it out. We don't even know what it means. So you got married. I think I was in Masada Kedushin, correct? Did we discuss how much it is worth? Never discussed it. The Chos has no clue what he's getting himself into. It's not really right. We really should change and write dollars. If up to me, if they say Iayasha Cheli, if it wasn't getting, if up to me, I would change it to dollars. But not just me speaking. I'm a modern rabbi. No, this sefer, what's called Mishpat Aksuba, which I love so much, written by a rabbi living in Ramat Shlomo Yerushalayim. This is not some kind of modern neighborhood. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
There's no law that says that like there has to be like both the chassan and kal, like both parties have to understand like what the financial value is.
They certainly should know, but the truth is people don't care about it because it doesn't come to pass. And generally speaking, as we spoke about already before, I'm not sure it's true. It's all negotiations. Who wants to get divorced more has to give it to the other one. But in any event, he himself says, really, we should write dollars. By the way, he doesn't say Israeli shkolim; it's dollars. So somehow, even in Israel, some of the dollar. Although recently it's not been so great.
Currency.
Yeah, it's an internet. It is. I think it's still true even to this day. It's an international currency. And he says we really should write dollars. I kid you not. Watch this over here. This is in Perek Chof, in his beautiful Sefer. Hold on. I read you his words, because I think his words are completely correct. Not that it makes much difference. He says as follows. Oh. No. That's in the far the right place. Let's see. Says what's the sign of Zuzbi Amenu? It's a long chapter. Let's see. Well, so first I want to show you one line, which I think is a very important line. Which is not what I mentioned to you yesterday briefly, that I thought was another pashut, that depends upon the value at the time of the payment. That's not over here in Perek Chaf Hei Sif Dalet. Many pages later, there he writes, you should calculate of the 200 zuz, B'yom HaTashlum Kedefi Erech Matchas HaKesef Sheyesh B'zuz. The Yom HaTashlum depends upon the value of silver the day you have to pay the silver, not the day you got married. It's very important to note. But over here, in Perek Chaf, in Perek Chaf, he says that ideally we should have really made it in dollars. And the reason we can't, because we can't get together. That's what he says. We can't get together. Ideally, we should make it depend upon dollars. We just can't get together, so we can't do it. Ideally, we should also, by the way, make it depend upon the how much it costs to live for a year, because that was the whole intention of the ksuba in the first place. And unfortunately, we don't have that. I mentioned to you before that there was a havamina to do it in the Rabbanut, but they said that wasn't accepted by everybody, so therefore, unfortunately, it just tells you, I think I mentioned yesterday, there was a get-together in the Rabbanut, and they didn't do it because they're not binding on all the people even in Eretz Yisrael, how much more so throughout the world. So that's a problem. He said it would be nice. It'd be nice that to get a year's salary. Quote over here. Later on, the quote from Moshe saying, "The Meister Shabor and Liglos Ksuba, go to Me'abal Cholapachas Shia Michel Lashana." Yeah, but we don't collect Ksuba. Since we don't collect it, doesn't matter that much. That's probably why no one's making any international conventions or anything of this nature, because it's not Lemais. Yeah.
Do you need the rabbis for this, or just the Chosn Kala?
Yeah. Chosn Kala want to write dollars, they could, but...
And could they write it in English?
The Ksuba in English? He has to translate the Ksuba in English. He does. We don't translate the Ksuba in English because we're not exactly sure what the words mean precisely. We'll get to this as we all have a text of the Ksuba with you. I'm going to lean to get you an English translation. The best one that I think is Rabbi Arya Kaplan. He's one of the great translators of our time. He has in the book called Made in Heaven. I recommend Rabbi Chosson to get the book Made in Heaven, and he gets an English translation of the Ksuba, which we will analyze. Try to get that. Okay. Now we go back on both sides to where we discussed the end of the shiur yesterday. We didn't get too far. And the sugya of Pei-Bez and Mid-Bez. Pei-Bez and Mid-Bez. Hmm. I told you that in my opinion, the Ikra Takon of Shimon ben Shetach, which we spoke about, was that all the possessions of the husband are under mortgage, under lien, to the payment of the Ksuvim. Now, Rabbi Osai, we saw in our pay test yesterday the place where they didn't write a Ksuvim. However, in the Sefer Mishpat HaKsuvah, I'm going to disagree with him, Perek Lamed Tes Sif Aleph, he seems to say that nowadays it's impossible. Nowadays, every place has to write a Ksuvah based on the Takana of Shimon ben Shetach. I just don't think it's true. Because we have a Gemara that pay test. He said Shmuel said it with the after Shimon ben Shetach. Okay. Seems to me that it's exactly Shimon ben Shetach's Takana was that all of the possessions should be under Lehmi Tanai Bezdin. And he actually did it himself. That's the Pashup Shah. That's what he did. That's Shimon ben Shetach's Takana. For example, take a look at Rabbi Osai in the Pirush Mishnayos. See all the Pirush Mishnayos in the back? Take a look, please. In the Mishnah, end of the fourth paragraph, an Aleph of an Aleph. Where is Pirush Mishnayos here? Before the Rif? Right? Just before the Rif. And the Old Vardas, just before the Rif. The early Gemaras, it's earlier. There's a Mishnah from an Aleph of an Aleph. Right? What does it say? L'kazu l'ksuba. Afilu hayalo adam karka ve'elav din rezov kulam takas shiva laksuba afilu hayson mana v'titrav komasha yimkar o yitain elam kain distalek yada v'shibuda v'zeh takona shimen ben shetach v'tzumas isha. That's exactly his takona. Not that you have to have a written document. Some places you don't have to. His takona was that his entire property is mortgaged to the ksuba. Finish. That's what the rabbi we saw in the Pirush Mishnayos. That's it, finished. Now, let's take a look at both in the Tosfos Rid. This is all in the Maror Makomos. Daf Nun Aleph from an Aleph, not Gemara. Please take a look at Tosfos Rid. Nun Aleph from an Aleph. So it's printed on the side of the page. So he says as follows. He says, even if you didn't write that all your property is Meshuvah, it's a Tanai Bezdin. Now, when we read the Tosfos Rid, in my edition, Rabbi Osai, it's end of the narrow lines. Afal gav shelo kosov lo nishu Tanai Bezdin, sheyichtov odom kach. As it says in Perek Isha Shem, that shetach tikin sheyichtov kol odom leishtov kol nechosei akronu kutubosim. That pay based on the base, we saw it. The Kavan Shatakonis Bezanu, Afal Pisha Lo Kosov, I'm in the first wide line of my edition, Lo Kosov Dami. Even if he didn't write it, it's as if he wrote it. What Dinamim Kosov La Sada Shavim Masayim Ksubasa, that she is the Kosov B'nei Korin. He doesn't want a married man for the rest of his life. Everything he owns on the lien. You and me. Everything we own is on the lien. He doesn't want that. So we'll designate a sufficient amount of property for it to collect, and the rest should be free of the lien. Lo asa klum. Ineffective. It's Tanai Bezdin. Everything every married man owns is under lien. Every single thing. If you write the other way around, it doesn't work. It's a Tanai Bezdin. The same as if a man's, I'm not going to give you a ksuba, 199 zuz, not 200. I'm going to make my own sum. Ineffective. Tanai Bezdin. Here too. Where did it come from? Makes no shall Shimon ben Shetach. And the Tanah the Masnis in Osla Shmina Chenyoch Lifchos in Masayim Zuz Bishum Inyan. The Masada Shav in Masayim Velo Pinas Klum Achem Nishtadev Osa Sode. He wanted to make an apotiki and collect from this field only and it was inundated with water. It's worthless. Torefes Mishar Nechosov. Afagav lo kosov lo kol nechosei akhoron etzuvaseh kitakona Shimon ben Shetach. The writ is clear as day. Clear as day. Then at the end he says, mashma de gavi mishavi afagav lo kosov lo shimon nechosei. Oh, that's the problem. The Gemara has enough nun aleph from an aleph. The Gemara says what it says. Very, very carefully what it says. Let's take the Gemara from the beginning of nun aleph from an aleph. Mani Rav Meir. Mishkot called Rav Meir. What did Rav Meir say? We already saw a man nun dal and beis. Kol apochas tibsulim mimasayim yamana limana harei zibil esnus. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can suggest less. She can say it's kavalti. Hey, Masefa, Tanai Bezdin. Rabbi Yehuda is a chrayas toh sofer. If you didn't write it, as if you wrote it, because every sofer is supposed to write it. Rashi, last Rashi. No, no, for now. Vamad shtar shal nichtnubo achrayas lo midas amalva nasa el sofer toh. The Reuven commission nichtnub the Torah ben Amshubodin, in general, even in non-exubot. Kamachol when it comes to ksuba. You're a mayor, I'm a Christ left on sulfur room. Wait, we're both saying, wait a second, a mayor? Who? What? The machlokas are a mayor, viewed as if I owe you money. And you didn't write in the fact that what I sell is under mortgage. So a mayor says, you don't say a Christ on sulfur. And viewed as you do. In a ksuba? Who cares? Shim and Chedach said, even right before, there's no Achrayas in the Chosin, there's no Shibud, there's a Shibud anyway. So, Pilei Ployim. How did the Tosfos Ritz square away this whole sugya with Shim and Chedach? Turn to the next page in the Tosfos Ritz, Rabosai, on Afnun Aleph and Beis. He gives you the secret. An amazing, amazing secret that he gives away. Look what it says. Look what it says. Pirish, halfway down. The dafka mishtar koma da chrayas lav tosofer. Ava b'ksuba moda da tosoferu. Hold the hoop tonight bezdin. Avada. Okay. So the question, what's Ramei going to say? Yesh lomar. Dura ksuba moda rab meir. Yis le takona shimon ben sheta. The kevin takona is bezdini. Af rab lo kosef. Kikosef dami. Frank the Gemara, a bunch of kashas. And the Gemara says an amazing line. The first wide line, an unbelievable line. And Tosas read. What does it say? Rameir, Subas Isha, and Bachrayas. Alma Lesle, they're a mayor, Takonah, Shem, and Shadach. What? He says he denies it. He never accepted it. If you and I say that, they throw us out of the base medrash. But the Tosfos says no. If a mayor is saying a Christ lapto sulfur and nichos ksuba, means he denies takonis shimon ben shetach. I guess he held it wasn't really accepted. Pilei ployim. The Ramban is bothered in the Shita Mekubetzes. For a mayor can have shimon ben shetach. How can it be? This is what I asked to see in the Mar Makomos. Do you see this? I don't know if you're. Anyone finished the Mar Makomos? Did anyone finish yet? Nobody. Okay, well, I'm not going to give new ones until you finish the old ones. I got to complete. We have not enough time to do the Maram Kamas. I didn't even come up 9 o'clock in the morning and sit until 12 every single day. Should be enough time to have finished it by now. But maybe I'm wrong. So we're going to hold off. As long as we have to hold off, we're going to hold off. Okay, I'll be patient. I don't want to give the Maram more new ones before you finish the old ones. Yeah?
Question. The Mishnah said that you can't designate a field for ksuba, right?
Correct.
One field, everything. Then they're trying to say the Mishnah is according to a mayor.
So that's the discussion of the sugya, right?
So then how isn't that support for the idea of that a mayor? Like I don't get.
Right. At one stage, that's if you run a Tosa Street, at one stage the Gemara is assuming that in point of fact, Rav Meir indeed.
Hell's
like Shim, but the Gemara's conclusion seems to be the other way around. And that's why the Tosfos Ritz seems to say at the end that believe it or not, he denies Takana Shimon ben Shetach. The Ramban couldn't believe that. The Ramban is stuck with the Gemara. Look, there's a very, very critical Ramban. Critical, because in terms of the basic understanding of what Shimon ben Shetach said. Here we go. Ika Lemedak. What? Tanai Bezdin. Tanai Bezdin. What's going on over here? How can a mayor... Hey, if you have Shlosh Shani, a mayor being Ksuba L'Shar Shtori. What's going on? How can it be? Good answers. We have to have a bunch of other answers. This is what he says. Watch. Umay Dekashalon. Hoder Abona Bosa Shimon Ben Shetach Havi. Look, I want you to look at every word. Tell me how you understand it. Ika lemeima, lo kasha klav. The Shimon ben Shetach tikein, she kosev lo kein. Shimon ben Shetach said, you have to write a ksuba and write into the ksuba that all your possessions are on the lien to this financial obligation. Lo kosev lo my havi le Shimon ben Shetach. What if you didn't write it? Harei hu kishar shtoris. Yehuda tells Sofer, Ramei lo pilei ployim mamish. He says, Shimon ben Shetach was metakein that every man should subject all of his property to lead for the ksuba. Lechatchila. If you didn't do it, it's not part of the Tanai Bez.
Wow.
If you didn't do it, you didn't do it. You didn't follow Shimon ben Shetach's advice lechatchila. That's what he says. Not a Tanai Bez. Not a Tanai Bez. So what's, the bottom line? So what happens, the bottom line? So Rabbi Yehuda is told Sofer. I asked the Kashuk, Shimon Shetach, I'm holding Rabbi Yehuda. Why bother with his takana? Even in the default position is, kon nechosav achroon lo. Lav milsi. The Yehuda took tikin shalo yu miyachten lo ksuba, kdei shalo tekala veinav lo tziya, and sheyichtav lo kon nechosav achroon lo. Umiyu bistam namin is kind of takana, so Rabbi Yehuda. Because if you wrote this field is under lien, on this field, the taco works. Yeah, if you want to get out of the lien on all your property, according to the Ramban, you can do it. According to the Tosas Rid, absolutely not. Not just you may not do it, you cannot do it. Wow. You cannot do it.
Don't we pass my very merit though, in a statement that's made in this?
That's a question that we pass. Mm-hmm.
The first statement of merit that we quote, we pass on like that. We need a certain amount of.
It's unclear. You get an impression of the Tosafot that we saw in the Nala. That the Sheba, the Chosim, and the Tanai Bezin, that is exactly the Takana of Shimon ben Shetach. I'm against this. I'm sorry, I'm talking with my favorite Sefer, Mishpat HaKesubah. He seems to say that it pre-existed Shimon ben Shetach, and his takana was you have to write it down. I'm holding exactly the opposite. It didn't pre-exist him, and you don't have to write it down. There's a Mokum Shein Tosuk Sub. He said it's only historically. How could it be? He said Shmuel is one who said it, living long afterwards. And Shulchan Aruch said it, living way afterwards. I have to meet this author. I want to go visit him. This is down the block from my son, Ramat Shlomo. I want to discuss it with him. I'm such a big fan of his throw, but this particular point I have to discuss with him. I don't see it. It's interesting. I believe he actually misquotes a Chazanish. Chilas quotes a Rosh. The Chazanish writes as follows. I'll give you the words of it, which could be the word in two ways. Takonos Shimon ben Shetach sheyishabed behedya v'lo yishtabed b'tnai bezin. He understood it to me that there's a previous Tanai Bezin, which is automatic, and you have to write it down. That's how he understood it. I read the opposite. Chazanish was like the Ramban! When he says, Lo Yishtabed B'Tanai Bezin, doesn't mean the way the Mishpat HaKesubah understood it to mean there's a pre-existing Tanai Bezin you can't get out of, but you should have to write it down in addition. No! There is no such automatic Tanai Bezin that takes a place against your will. Just read the Chazanish explicitly. You can look it up. It's in Simon Kuf Chav Hei, Siv Katan Hei. He understood it's not enough to have this Shiva in the Chazanish of Tanai Bezin. No, there is no such Shiva automatically. No. Now, it is true that you should have a Shiva in the Chazanish. The Tosfos. Take a look at that. Nun Vavam and Beis. Are both anyone looking at Tosfos? Nun Vav Amud Beis. Vav Amud Beis. Important to see the Tosfos. By the way, I brought in two other ksubas. I'm not ready to give them out yet. We haven't finished this ksuba yet. I brought what I consider to be the classic Nachas Shiva ksuba, which comes in a, I'll show it to you. This comes in a little bit of a slightly fancier format than what we have over here on a piece of paper. You know, look at this. You buy it in the store, costs a few dollars. Well, nice, it's funny. It's not even, it's not an angle. It's a funny thing over here. But anyway, this is the classic Nachal Shuv Ksuba. If you want to spend time analyzing the distinctions between this Ksuba and what I gave you, it's worthwhile. Take a note, write it down on the side, not on either of these papers, or make it write it on what I gave you. You can mark it up. I wouldn't mind. I'll try to leave it on my desk tomorrow. Mark up your Ksuba that I gave you, how it's different than this Ksuba. I like this Ksuba. Classic Nachal Shuv. I also brought what we call today Rav Shechter's Ksuba. Shechter's Ksuba. What's that mean? I'll tell you the story. I have the original over here. There is a very distinguished professor who teaches here in the Bernard Rebel Graduate School. His name is Dr. Richard Steiner. Have you ever heard of him? Never heard of him? You ever take his class? He's a very scholarly person. And he was a maishu. When I came to him in my shul 40 years, he was a member of the shul. And as a matter of fact, I consulted him when I became a Baal Tefillah shortly thereafter for Yom Kippur, for Kol Nidre, how to say Kol Nidre in a way which makes sense. That should be future tense as opposed to past tense. When we say Kol Nidre, it's nonsense, our Kol Nidre. I'm kidding you not, it's not much nonsense. Kol Nidre, we say, all the Nidarim that I took from this Yom Kippur to the next Yom Kippur. That's the null set. Zero. You took next year. So I said, I'm not going to say a nullity on Yom Kippur in front of Hashem. He told me how to make it future.
Oh, maybe he's saying, like in whatever Nidarim.
That's the future. So he helped me out, but he printed out a major article. He gave me a copy. This is 40 years, almost 40 years later. A major, he called the Rosh Hashiva, means me, and a major article about the Kol Nidre. It's in English. You can get it. I'm sure you can Google it. He gave a copy of you.
Yeah, last year.
I brought it to you.
Yeah, I already gave it. I think I sent it out to everyone last year.
So everyone has it online. Just press one, press of a button, and he explains the whole thing. That's not for now. But his oldest daughter got married to a Talmud of our yeshiva. I don't want all these mistakes. I come to a ksuba, I can't stand these mistakes. They don't know how to read it. And then the words are extra and the pronunciation is wrong. How can I fix it up? As it is. I'm not an authority. Go to Rabbi Shechter and he'll tell you what words he thinks are inappropriate. You'll negotiate with him what words you want to take in and take out. Pronunciations, that's your field. I have it, ksuba. I have it here. Rabbi Shechter told him how to change it. I think he was a Messiah Kedushin, I don't know, I'm pretty sure. I read this Ksuba. And he had caught me. I'm the first one to ever read Rav Shechter's Ksuba. History. And the daughter, the oldest daughter, her name is in here. Chosna's name is also in here. And I have it. And I said, you know, there's certain words I may read wrong. But everything I'm going to read wrong, he put the dots. First he put the dots on the RCA Ksuba. This is the... See, what's on top? What's on top? You can read it from where you are. What's the top line? What does it say, the top line?
Beis
Samach Dalet. I told you the story. This is the RCA Ksuba. Beis Samach Dalet. So he marked it up a little bit with dots and things of the answer. And then he wrote this Ksuba, which is in a computer, you know, he didn't dot the whole thing, but he dotted some of the things, which so to tell me when I read it, the thing that I read didn't have any dots, I don't think. I was supposed to memorize how to read things differently in order to be satisfied both of a chef's text, which is different, and you want, I'll give you this also to compare how this is different. I won't give you this one, it's not nice to give you the names, but I'll give you Rabbi Penner has a chef's sub on his computer. You can probably get it in YU Torah. So you print it out. Yeah, sorry?
Why is it in Aramaic?
Another good question. Because in the Tanakh Chazal, they spoke Aramaic. And even to translate the Ksuba to Hebrew, which was a big push at the time of the establishment of the State of Israel, Rabbi Shulam Roth, he was known as a big, forgive the expression, Tzioni amongst the Rabbanim. He's the one who said, say, Hal Yom Tzu Lebroch, kill the employer, which was no one. He said, no, you cannot translate it to Hebrew because you won't know how to translate it precisely.
Are there like ambiguities in that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Same with the Get. Rav Zevin Zal translated the Get in the Encyclopedia Talmudis. There's a whole Taram where this translation was correct. One of the words, Shafkis, was a Biozavsti, not right. That's after the man doesn't leave the wife. The man sends the wife out of his house. But that's what it seems to mean. There's a whole fight. We're a whole mimer. What the shaftis means. One word. Another word here. Kabelis. What does that mean? So the whole tumult, what it means, and he said you translated it wrong. That's what Rav Roth wrote about the Ksuba. So the Ksuba is in Aramaic. It's in fact, it's going to stay that way. And I'd like to show you three texts. The text I gave you, the Rav Shechter's text, what I gave you, I think it's the Asiya Ksuba, more or less, and what I consider the best text, which is Nachman Shinner's text, which I think it has, because it's 400 years old, has no mistakes. That is fascinating. Can I tell you another story? My stories, I can learn nothing over yet to tell you stories. But the stories are great stories. And you remember from the stories. I was in California for a wedding, and the rabbi there, the rabbi Bess, a very chosh of Thomas Chacham, the rabbi of the shul, asked me, how do you pronounce this word in the Ksuba? Well, how do you pronounce it? What word? The word is Shin Tes Resh Yud. Now, it appears twice, towards the very end. If you have your Ksuba, you have the one I gave you? It says, the Lo Ketofsi D'Shtarit. But that, we all know how to pronounce it. But earlier, it's found another time. Found another time. Kechol Merkol Shin Tes Reish Yud Ksubas Vesel Seftos. Do you see it? No. It's a few lines up.
After a blank.
Here we go.
Six lines from
the bottom. Here we go. It says over here, the very end of the line. The last two words of the line are Shin Tes Resh Yud and Ksubus. I'm asking you how to pronounce the word. We have take a vote.
Shtare.
Anyone suggest something different? Shtare. If you say shtare, when the word is shtar, when you say shmon esrei and say kedusha, you probably should also say ushvachacha. When you daven for the yamin, the dor v'dor, what do you say?
V'shivchacha.
If you say v'shivchacha, you should probably say kol shitrei ksubas v'tosefos. So my best asked me, what do you say? I said, I say shtare. Is it correct? I don't say shvachacha. So I have a contradiction in how I pronounce things. You know what I told him? Listen, I'm going to go home to New York. I'll look up the official ksuba that was vocalized by Professor Steiner. And I'll tell you what he said. I come back to New York. I open up this ksuba. I have it in my copyright, 1992. The story is 22 years old. Okay? It's about copyright 1992. I look, and I see it. I couldn't believe my eyes. It says, Kechol Merkol, the next word is Ksubus. Inadvertently, I asked my shepherd, no, you never told me. The typist left out the word Shin Tes Reish Yud completely. Maybe it was a small typist, someone tried to pronounce it, left it out. No, it was inadvertent. And one of the young Talmidei Chachamim from the time, Rabbi Meir, put this thing onto internet from here. So for 10 years, no one picked up the fact that this was a missing word in the ksuba. That's the danger of putting the ksubas out. Not the fakir chas v'shalom. Because I went to Dr. Stein, I asked him, how should it be pronounced? Either way, this, but it was left out of him. I called the rabbi, Rabbi Meir, who put on the internet, said, please, it's an embarrassment. 10 years it's up, there, and no one picked up, there's a word missing. It was gone until Mashiach comes, except for the fact that this man asked this question. I went to look it up, wasn't there. Isn't that a great story? You can't make these stories up. Okay, back to where we're going.
Everybody had the same shosh, like, oh, that's why they took it out.
Maybe absolutely. They picked it up, and they took it out because they don't know how to pronounce it. They got a lot of words, other words to take out. We shall see. Yes?
What does it make a difference, in terms of reading the ksuba under the chuppah, what does it make a difference?
Why are we reading in the first place?
No, no, who cares how to pronounce
it? You're right, it's not like Kriyas HaTorah. You got it wrong, it's not to read it again. But you want to get things right. Dr. Stein was a classicist. He wanted it to be read correctly. That's why he gave me this. And we shall see. I'll show you the comparisons again, primarily in terms of the words that have changed. And remind me tomorrow morning to go upstairs and get Rabbi Shechta's Ksuba. Now, maybe I'll make copies of the Nachal Shiva Ksuba. So, three Ksubas in front of you. We're learning Ksubas about Sai, which leads to what it says in the Ksuba. We'll make up that this, we'll try to discuss the various discrepancies, okay? We're going slowly, Abosim. We're going slowly. In any event, Abosim, we start talking about Tosis. Nun Vav Hamid Beis. Please look, Tosis. Nun Vav Hamid Beis. Everyone, please turn. Tosis Nun Vav Hamid Beis. Am I on the right page? The last Tosis. Aval Kibbal of Achrayas Osin. Okay. The Lekha Lamecha Shemayomala Tlik Subasa Vitsi. Pay base of it base. The Dafka Bidalo Kibbal of Achrayas Ekal Lamecha Shlachi. Ho the Eno Yochale Honus, when I'm a Taltlin, Lassus Ben Skoro Listak Abraham. Shaisha Lotitan Lo. Hol ve'en achrayas, what's this? Ve'en achrayuson olav. Aval hecha dekosav lakol nechose achroin varvoin, which is what we write in every tzuba. Yochol liyachet. You can make one particular field designated, as long as the rest of them are also under lien, in case this one becomes inundated, etc. Ve'en lachash sheyom alatlik tzuba sayach v'tzi. Why? Kevan sheyochol lehonos mehen. And that's why it says in Afnan Aleph, Kosov Shavim Mona Tachas Masayim Zuzla, Kosov Lech Chosim, Dissi Achrayas, Mashma, Sheyokol Yachad Sada Lutzubasa, Beloshim Achrayas, the Kevin Sheyeshla Hanoas Achilas Peris, Vada Layomola. A bit of a complicated toast, that's why I didn't put it on the Maravikomas. But he seems to be suggesting, Rabbi Osayim, it's possible to designate one field, and maybe even means that the one field will be the entirety of the Achrayas Nechasin, and the remainder of its property will not be under lien. Now, of course, this is correct according to the Ramban, and I read the Chazon Ish like the Ramban. That's how you read it over here as well. The Ramban. However, Rabbi Osai, the Meiri holds a split position. He writes like the Ramban that it's not automatic that all your property is under lien. But does that mean that if I decide not to mortgage any of my property, that I just violated the Lechatchila Shuvah Meshetach, but no more than that? That's the impression created by the Ramban. We read the Ramban. You didn't do it. So you're not such a big bum. Never said it would be called Bilas Nus. But the Meiri has a pshara. The Meiri has, like the Ramban, that's only if you, that means it's not automatic that all of your property is mortgaged to the Ksuba. It's not automatic. However, let's read the Meiri inside. We have opportunities to read inside. No reason why we shouldn't. Two places in the Meiri, Dafnun and Dafnun Hay. What he says. You can find the Meiri? No, I'm a base. So. also have one. It's here. I saw it in my real Meiri. Actually, I have the Meiri. I put the Meiri on my desk downstairs. You'll find it there. I mean, when I see it on the screen, I'm unable to find it so quickly. What the Meiri does say, I'll tell you what he says, is that if you write that nothing is under lien, it's a bilas nos. If you write that one field is under lien, it's not a bilas nos. So with no shibud nechasim at all, it's a bilas nos. No samcha daita. He'll sell all his property and she'll be unable to access it. But if you, as long as it's one piece of property, then you're okay. Now, Rabbi, so I asked you to see something on the Shulchan Aruch. I'm not sure if you saw the Ma'amachavos on the Shulchan Aruch yet, but we will turn to it. Where's the Bar Hayte? No Bar Hayte? Bar Hayte is one of the most important perushim on the Shulchan Aruch. How can it not be here? Oh boy. Can't show it to you. Yeah?
Coming back, if he gives you a ksuba, not with fields, but a ksuba of 100 mana, a psula, and she knows that it's naibes, and then she says, fine.
Right.
Is that okay?
Again, if there's no shibun nechasim whatsoever, there's nothing under lien, according to the Meiri, it's a bilas nus, there's nothing at all under lien. That's what he says.
But would you have to write that in ksuba, though, wouldn't you?
Again, if Shimon ben Shetach only meant at that kind that you're supposed to write it, you better write it, or at least say it. Now, the question, of course, becomes, if you didn't write it, then how's the lien chal? Usually you need a shtar for shibun nechasim.
Isn't the ksuba itself, though, the lien?
But what if you didn't write a ksuba?
Oh, okay.
Ah, the answer is it's like a ma'aser bezdin, and it can create a lien even without a piece of paper. Okay, that's what the mission is. Often the mission, lo kosala, it's binding anyway. I can't show you the Maharaj Dan quoted the Bar Hayte that a tanai of no shibud nechasim, Rabosai, is valid. Now what I'm looking for here, which I also can't find, unless maybe it's under the first one, the Gemara. It's the problem. Maybe I'll have it. It's one of the most classic mafarshim on the septic service is this same called the Beis Yaakov. The Beis Yaakov. Oh, maybe a luck. Oh, we're very fortunate. Oh, there's a problem though. Here's the problem. The Beis Yaakov wrote his parish not only on all of the septic service. Tzodaf Kufyut, but he also wrote his parish on the Shulchan Aruch that they don't have. I can't show it. Let's say maybe they have after Kufyut, they have a coda. Maybe some stretch of luck. Go down to the bottom. No, they ran. I can't show it to you. They don't have the Beis Yaakov on the Shulchan Aruch. I'm sure if you get some other fancier. The Beis Yaakov is in Siman Samech Vav Sif Aleph. L'inyan Meshavdei, it's not a Tanai Bezin, it's not a Bias Nus, and how do you know it? Because the Gemara is not Nun Aleph. You only collect because the Machrayas tell us over. So obviously he's learning that Shimon ben Shetach, like the Ramban, Shimon ben Shetach told you have to do it if you didn't do it. That's not binding, like the Ramban. The Chazon Ish passed away, the Bar Hayte calls the Marashdam all that way, the Beis Yaakov all that way. Anybody disagree? Perhaps. Let's look at the Perushim of the show. Where we come from before? One second, please. Oh! Urim v'tumim. This is in the old... I'm not sure if it's Urim or the Tumim. I think it's the Tumim. divided into two parts. He have his Urim, he have his Tumim. Ah, watch this. Oh, watch this. Look what he says. Look, this is the holy Rabbi Yonah and Abishitz. He says as follows. If it's Be'uchar, it's Chalali later on. They wrote a later date. He osheves tachas bala b'liksuv klal ubilos abilas nus ubefrat the takana shimon ben sheta shetzarach shiukol nechosav achvoron l'ksuvasa v'kanaz mana ichu ahu ein shimon klal. He said the other way. He says that it's a mandatory. Tanai Bezdin, you have to write it down. If you didn't write it down, it's called a Bilas Nus. It's Chal anyway. Or maybe not. Maybe all it's not Chal. There are four possibilities, Rabosai. It's mandatory, and if it's mandatory, it can never be Bilas Nus. Well, no. It's mandatory, but if you didn't write it down, it's Bilas Nus. Or It's not mandatory. And then you better write it down, otherwise it'll be Bilas Nus. Or it's not mandatory, and it's not called a Bilas Nus. It's just 2 times 2 is 4. This gave me the very four possibilities. So therefore, the different opinions of Rosa. Again, the Tosus Rid said, it's Chal against your will. The Reis Yaakov said, that if you made it tonight, it's not, there's no Shiva Nechazim and there's no Bilas Nus. That's the Marashtam quoted by Rahedi. There's a Nupsha. There's no Shiva Nechazim, but it is a Bilas Nus. How do you like that? Okay. Even the Chazon Ish, who said that it's not mandatory, it's not called against your will, may hold it's also called a Bilas Nus. Wow. That's Chazar again, the three possibilities. Chazar, three possibilities again. There's some who say it's Chalad, whether you like it or you don't like it. Within that Shita, what if you didn't write it in? Maybe yes, maybe no Bilas Nus. Maybe it's no Bilas Nus because it's Chal anyway. I ask for a piece of paper. Yeah, the piece of paper has to have your main Ksuba. Doesn't have to say every last detail. Possibility one. Possibility number two, the Tumim seems to be saying. If you didn't write it in, it's Bilas Nus. It's the most machmir. Yeah. The Fiat Tosfos Rid, that's mandatory, whether you like it or not, if you didn't write it, it's Bilas Nus or not. The Tumim says yes, and the others will say no. Now, assuming it's not mandatory, the question then becomes, well, what if it doesn't exist? Is it Bilas Nus or not? Another dispute. Many say it's not a problem. The Ramban sounds like it's not a problem. The Beis Yaakov said it's not a problem. The Barhei because of Marashtam, it's not a problem. But the Chazon Ish also, as I said earlier, says it's not automatic. Sounds like he's saying that it is a problem. I can't prove it to you. I'll read you the Lashon of the Chazon Ish. Before I read it to you, it's in Kufafet. This is in Simon Samache. Simon Samache, he's discussing this issue. We do his lush. I mean, you can make your own decision. Ha'omel Oladina. The Omar She'eno Mishabed Nechasov, Ein Nechasov Mishabadim. Against the Tosfos Rid. The Omar Al Takonis Shimon Ben Shetach. It is umashma the habi bilas bilas nos. Wow. So Rabosai, we don't want to take any chances over here. So there are four opinions, basically. Four opinions. Four. Might have to meet a Rabosai. What is Avik Suba, which is predated? A predated Suba? What's that look of a predated shtar? Anyone know?
It's
possible. A predated shtar. Why is a predated shtar possible? Why?
Because you could steal a field from somebody.
You will collect from the lukuchos, we call them. From those who bought fields from the Lova. Shalokadin. Just for example. Well, today is the sixth day of Elul. Right? So let's say, for example, today, sixth day of Elul, I borrow money from you. All my properties on the lien as of the sixth day of Elul. I predate it to the third day of Elul. Now, in 10 years from now, what happens? Well, a field was sold in the interim, on the fifth day of Elul. Is it on the lien or not on the lien?
Oh.
It should be on the lien. What does the document indicate?
Yes.
It is. That star is possible. We will discuss at great length. Do we have muktam or don't we have muktam today? Rabosai, you've been at weddings the last few weeks. I don't know if you paid careful attention. One of the choshev Rosh Hashivas from our yeshiva did a wedding last week. A man went for his daughter to a talmud of our yeshiva. The ksuba was written with the Kabbalah's Kenyan all by day before the sunset. And the wedding place at night. That very same day, there was another wedding in the same community. I was at both. Same thing happened. Picked up the handkerchief and signed the document by day, and the wedding took place at night. That's potentially a muktam. I show up, it's not, because he's chashav rabbanim, both in the yeshivish world, if you will use that expression, and in our world, both from our world, did exactly the same thing the same night in the same neighborhood. Maybe it was Williamsburg. I'm going to go any further than that.
Day means when?
Before the sun sets. Is that a problem? So we obviously these gedolim holds from all the circles, it's not a problem. Rav Moshe, it is a problem. According to Rav Moshe, this star is a star muktam. No good. Now the question becomes, if the shtar is a muktam and it's no good, presumably you don't collect the mishabadim, right? So what's going to happen? So even if you're paskin that she collects the mishabadim, you know why? Tanai Bezdin, but according to those who maintain that if it's not written in a kosher shtar, it's a bilas nus, we have a major problem. I'll tell me, the Mokom Shein Kosem Shtar, we live in a Mokom, the whole world today is a Mokom Shein Kosem Ksuba. My only child is, she doesn't know this. I told you this yesterday. The woman's not Shabbat Talmud Chacham. She doesn't know. I'll answer. Rav Moshe says it's no good. Everyone else says it is good, for reasons we'll discuss. So, even in Rav Moshe's family, I was at a wedding last week of a descendant of Rav Moshe. His name was Tendler. Now, that happened, they got it all in before, by day still. But if it wouldn't, Rav Moshe would say it's no good. But this Rebbetzin, who's not from Rav Moshe's family, she knows Rav Moshe's sheikhs. I heard it's a good ksuba. So maybe it's not a beautiful because she didn't know. Okay. Rav Osai, let's look at the Rambam.
What would you say muktam in a case like by ksuba? If we know everybody knows that this is a daily thing, everybody signs the time wise, it's no good.
Everyone knows it shouldn't be of so much help. Rav Osai, I'm hoping this Rambam is in a Mishpat Amoleh. I think most of you have the Oz V'Hadar. Ishus, let's see. No, it's not here. I'm disappointed. In Perek Tezayin Halacha Yud, in Nuchas Yishai, I don't know why it's not here. The Rambam says it's Takonas Chachomim to call the Chosav Avon the Tzubasim. So the Kalvin, let's see. It's not in the Tosis Rit. Takonas Chachomim. And I would like to pass in that way. Even though the Shulchan Aruch never said it to Farish. And you know right in the Shtar Kedin, what's the halacha? Should we say that it's like someone who wrote less than 200 for a psula to know Bodol, Bilas Nus anyway, or not? The Rambam doesn't say the din, the Tosfos Rit didn't say the din. The Tumim writes for Farish that the Pashtus, it's a Bilas Nus. And the Haflah, so something similar, not Nudva. Of course, the question becomes, Rabosai, what's the din, Rabosai? The Rambam writes, oh, this I think we do have. Rabosai, in Perek, Yud, please look inside. Perek Yud, Allah, Tess. Can we see it? It's page Dalit, in Oz V'Hodor, in Mishpat Amoleh, column 3. Look what it says. Ein popsen lipsula mi masaya labula mi maya. V'kol hapochel v'bizosa v'ilaznus. Echad hakosim es haksuba v'shtar. V'echad she'idu olav eidim v'kona miyodo. Shuchayim olav meyo masayim. Harei ze mutter. Gentlemen, down on Paschus, there's no need for a ksum at all. Eidim. V'cheinim nasa la metalpun v'negim subasa. Harei ze mutter livol achshiyim lo p'nai lichto. Okay, that simple the way we have the period here in this Rambam, that the only time to write it again if you gave her your watch, your tefillin, I told you that, just temporarily. But if you have Aidin, and you have a handkerchief, or whatever, economy, or a pen, there's no need to write it. The Parshim Chal and Rambam is that way. So isn't it obvious that there's no problem, there's no document? The answer is based on the Gemara, Bosai, on the Nun Hei Amun Aleph. Give a look, please. Nun Hei Amun Aleph, Mesel Tuxubis. Please turn. Nun Hei Amun Aleph. Nun Hei Amun Aleph, Bosai. Yeah, I didn't put this on the Makoros, so it's a little complex. On Nun Hei Amun Aleph, it was a very interesting discussion. Watch. The Gemara says Shabbos, but small lamedes. Amar li eidim kisvu v'chisvu. Tell the eidim to write it and sign it. V'hovel and give it to him. Konami nei. If you accepted the king with a suit or a handkerchief in front of the eidim, lo tzarech l'mluchi bei. Lo konami nei. Tzarech l'mluchi bei. What's pshat? Bottom tosis, the name of Ksovu v'chasovu, I will let konim in l'otzor l'luchibe. Who are din, afilu lo oma ksovu v'chasovu. Came with the konim in l'otzor l'luchibe. Why? Tistam kinyin l'ksiva ome v'babash daf men. So why does it say ksovu v'chasovu? Shem sefer. Afilu hachi tzor l'luchibe. There's no kinyin. So you have a kinyin suda, Rabbi Osai. The reason why the Rambam writes, if it's a Kenyan Suder, it need not be written down, it's not a Bilas Nus. But at any moment, it could be written down. Because Stam, Kenyan, Lixivo. You don't have to ask him. You need not ask him. You need not ask him. You don't have to bother asking him at all. Not only that, the Magad Mishnah writes right there. It's very important, this Magad Mishnah. I'm going to show it to you inside because of the significance, again, in my argument with the author of Mishpat HaKesuba. Not that you need. Let's talk around on himself. In case someone doesn't have the old Zohada, you'll see it now. What does it say? Echad hakosev esaksuva v'shtar v'echad hashidol av'edin v'konami menu shulchan levonim v'sayim v'reza mutter. Period. Actually, a period in that comment. And also, you're a metaplin, mutter only temporarily. Get impression it's permanently. Says the Magad Mishnah. What does he say? Pashadu, Shakinyan Arayukilu Nikhtav. Imama laid him kiss with Chisma Havala and Kami Menu and tell them Limalapo. Even Matnas Karka, Yadua, Sampin Sivome. The Ogis Boyer, compared Yud Vav. Sheesh Makomo Shen Kosmik Suba. And the soul cannot deny best. He's talking in real life. Not in the time of the Tanoim. I mean, you can't say you have to. It's impossible to say otherwise. Fine. The truth is, Rabbi Osai, that not everybody agrees to my interpretation of the Rambam. There's also a Kesef Mishnah talks about it. Bit of a different approach, but I think the Kesef is not correct, the Pshuta. Look what it says. Watch. Look what it says. He tells his trap that if Stam Kinyan is Mutl Lagamre, Lo Kosav Achila Pnei Lichla Vala Benos La Metalt Na Kenek Subosa Umitama De Parishis, maybe may get lost of the Metalt. That goes a mapis betatlin, not konami yado. Dava posh to be enai. Tviyana al marik followed the tour. Lo didik bedavar. Okay, this is all very, very important. So he's suggesting that if it's written wrong, it's worse than if it's not written at all in front of with the kinyan. Of course, the problem is that we have a kinyan in all of our tzuvos. So forget the document. The document is written wrong. So what? Who cares? Let the kinyan itself work. Because we always have a kinyan in all of our tzuvos, don't we? Narabosai. What happens in the following case? A ksuba with no time. Obviously, all our ksubas start with the time. He left out the date. Some say it's kosher. How can it be? You know, he always have to collect from Mishabodin. He says you can collect from Mishabodin with Eidei Mesira. A Chiddush Gadol. With Eidei Mesira. With Eidei Mesira. Very, very difficult. Who said you'll find the Eidei Mesira? So you'll find him. Who said you actually can collect with Eidei Mesira? Even that's not so simple either. Just Machlokas and Choshen Mishul, we could hopefully see it perhaps tomorrow. Remember we discussed last week? She may not find the Eidei Kiddushin. So she has no smichas das, so don't even marry her. So here too, you may not find the Eidei Mesira. So therefore, there's no zman, we won't know when exactly she got married. So there'll be no, she won't be able to collect the ksuba. Rabbi Yashim has quoted an opposite opinions to that, that often happens. What if a chassan signed the ksuba, which is a minion in Eretz Yisrael, with no Eidei? An IOU? What's the law? An IOU? See, some quoted him as saying it's an Easter of Bilas Nus. Why? Take a look at most of the Sephiroth Subas again. Subas has everything. Chaf Aleph from an Aleph. I believe that's where it is. Yeah. Take a look. Rabbos said, look, Subas Chaf Aleph from an Aleph. Tosis says, Ho to love Xaviado, it's quoting from the Gemara, it's easy to find in Tosis. Ho to love Xaviado, Shukhai, lo govern the chosen b'nei chorin. Since you don't collect from Mishabodin, only from the guy himself, not from the property which he sold. So Rabbi Yashim is quoted as saying, it's Bilas Nus. However, does anyone have Rabbi Yashim say from Ksuvah? Haoros? You've seen the guy from the Spanish Arab. Look it up. Yeah, it's called Haoros. On Pei Beis and Beis, Rabbi Yashim is quoted as saying, it's not a Bilas Nus. Yes, you have not fulfilled Shimon Machedach Sakana, but it's not a Bilas Nus. Not a Bilas Nus. Even if you cannot collect from Shabbat, now, cannot collect, it can always collect, no? It's Tanai Bezin, you hold the Ramban. It's not an automatic Tanai Bezin. Oh. See, he has a following unbelievable thing. I only have another minute, so we'll just finish it. Tomorrow we'll see new things. What if there's a secular law which says that you cannot collect from anybody who bought in the interim? I think American secular law is I can buy. I have a previous lien. You owe me money and you sell property to somebody else, in the Jewish law, if I have a shtar, I can collect from a shabbat. Let's say in Israeli law, I'm not saying I'm getting that impression. I can't. There's some kind of special documentation. I can't collect. If you owe me money and after you owed me the money, you sell your field to somebody, I can't get it. Somebody wanted to say, so the whole ksuba's bottle because you can't collect the money, so the whole thing is no good. He writes there very much against that. This is David Mishpat HaKsuba. That's a secular law. The ksuba is kosher. The ksuba is kosher.
Wouldn't that be Din de Mahus in Iran by Mahom?
Could be. So there are those who turned it on its head and said, look, since in secular law you cannot collect, and the ksuba is kosher anyway, no one ever said every Jew in Israel is a Chalil al-Bilaznus, must be that it's permissible to live with your wife, even if there's no Shiva in the Chosin. that there in fact is no shibud nechasim in Eretz Yisrael. That's what is written in the Sefer called Hayasher VaHatov. I have it in my office. I'll believe it. I'll show it to you. He says no, it's incorrect. Incorrect. It's incorrect. But they try to make a proof that it's correct. When often the Tosfos of us, our last source for today, Sadi Amin Aleph. Sadi Amin Aleph. This Tosfos, I think, is on the Makaros. That's what I did put on. A little less complex. What happens over here in Sadi Amin Aleph? As a cotton, getting married, gets married in his youth. How you do it before your bar mitzvah, it's a Torah here, how to do it, but they did it. Cotton should see you over. Subasa Kayemis. He said, wait, you mean to tell me you collect from Mishubadim? You don't collect from Mishubadim. Why? The Muktam who? We all said to the Kubas, Mashamacha called him before he became called him Shayaglil. Hey. Hey. So what do you see? Doesn't make a difference, it works anyway. You see, Klar. A Muktam is not. Does not render the Bila a Biasnus? There's no. There are opinions which maintain that according to the opinion which says that a Shtar Muktam is puzzle, may not be puzzle completely. Only you cannot collect from the earlier time. But according to one opinion in Shulchan Aruch, we'll see tomorrow in Chashim Mishpat, you can collect from the later time. Beyond that, Rabosai, at the time it was written, it was written, Kedin. We're out of time, I'll stop right over here. Tomorrow we'll pick up from this discussion and see if, in fact what other posts say about this thorny issue. Is it a Bila Asnud, there's no Shiva Nechot? Very relevant. As we will see later on, it's a problem for the day of the Ksuba. The day of the Ksuba, say a guy gets married at night. So could be the Shiva's only Chal Shir. He only visited his wife that night. Where's the Ksuba? Where's the Shiva Nechot? All this we'll discuss in coming Shira, okay? Be patient. I know we're going slowly. Be patient.
If that's an issue, why don't we just date it to the next day?
The next day? It's worse.
Oh, well, yeah.
With the earlier day. We'll discuss the Dominic Chabad, which he talks about at great length, which he is furious against the Dominic Chabad. The same Mishnah like Ksuba. And bothered, he's a Sephardi. There are many Sephardi Chabad Chassidim, and they said they have no right to do it because of the Bavadja and the whole. So we'll discuss it, Mr. Shimon, in an upcoming show. Be patient.